This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And as we do, it's always nice to finish the week with writer and Second Amendment advocate and instructor Dean Weingarten. How's it going?
It's, well, I am doing fine. I'm not so sure about the country.
Let's talk about this because I had not seen this. I had not looked with everything going on. There was one organized pro-Trump group there at the rally on January the 6th that I haven't seen anybody else report on. But you did.
Are you talking about the Chinese Americans?
Those.
They were a big presence. They were the biggest, best organized group of all the organized groups there. And yes, nobody is talking about them in the major media at all. And if you look at the article I have at AmaLand, I have lots of pictures showing that they were the best organized, biggest protest group there. And it doesn't surprise me that the leftist, progressive, whatever, Democrat media doesn't want to talk about them because they specifically say don't let Biden get in. He's tied to the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
Which, of course, he is through his son. And this was well known months before the election, but suppressed by the old media.
So with that, I mean, whenever I go to SHOT Show, I see a lot of Asians there. I don't know how many of them are Chinese. Did you speak with any of them? Did you get out there and say, well, what?
I did speak with a couple of them, not for very long. I have in a pocket somewhere a piece of literature they gave me, and I read their sign. And it was just obvious that from having intimate experience with the Chinese Communist Party, they thought the United States was going down the wrong path with Joe Biden. And they said, you've got to stop it. The Chinese Communist Party is one of the most evil organizations on the planet. And to anybody who tries to actually understand, it's obvious that the Chinese communists have been infiltrating the United States and American society for about the past 40 years with a whole lot of cooperation and collusion with the American government and American politicians. And it's only been since Donald Trump came in that he alerted most people and woke a lot of institutions up to the fact that we were being had by the Chinese communists, that they did not have our best interest in mind, and they have a long-term plan called the 100-year marathon to supplant the United States as the dominant power on the planet. And a lot of people in the United States government seem to be okay with that.
Why do you think that is? What is in it for the United States, besides these people at the top getting something maybe from the Chinese? But, I mean, everything is finite of that type, especially when you're dealing with a scorpion.
Well, here's what I think is going on. First, the policy decision was made back during the Nixon era to get closer to the Chinese in order to play the China card against Russia.
Right.
Or the Soviet Union at the time. At the same time, the Chinese were playing the American card against the Soviet Union. And the Chinese made a very clear decision that they were going to grab as much from the United States as they could get. And we started supplying them with military aid and technology way back then. Now, after the Soviet Union fell, it became less clear how it was to our advantage to supply the Chinese with aid and technology. But they kept fostering the belief, and there was a contingent within the Chinese Communist Party that wanted to open up more, become more liberal. And that pretty much ended with Tiananmen Square. And they decided full out to go the opposite route, to maintain very tight control over their society. And the generals who pushed, on the military side, that pushed for taking advantage of American aid with the intent of supplanting America, used Chinese history from about 1,500 years ago, when China was undergoing a series of civil wars, and they said there can only be one major power in the world. And right now it's the United States. We want it to be us. The way we do that is by gradually grabbing all the technology and techniques we can to make our society stronger and richer and more powerful than the United States, and by studying their weaknesses and figuring out how to subvert them, the most desirable way was without getting into an armed conflict. Now, they figured that they might need to get into an armed conflict eventually, but they wanted to subvert American society so that by the time that happened, they had the critical weaponry to attack our weak point, and we were severely degraded. And if you just look at what's happened in American society in the last 30 years, you see a lot of that going on.
This is detailed.
By the way, if you're only going to read one book on this, read The 100-Year Marathon. It's written by a sinologist, that's somebody who studies China. He studied China for a long time, fluent in Mandarin, written and spoken, and he was an advocate of the Help China policy for about three decades before he figured out what was going on.
Well, I guess the question that I have with China, for example, since we're one of their major markets, right? Why,
yes.
Since they already do so much with us and we get so much from them, what's the point of trying to beat us down and take things over when they're already getting, you know, given time, I would imagine they would gradually take that over without doing anything nefarious.
Well, as I said, it's their history. They look back and they look at a model of history where one power has to come out on top. And there was a more liberal part of the Chinese party, I said, before Tiananmen Square. And after that, this other party said, look, this is the way it works. Look back at history. This is how it happened. You have to become either the major power or you are become essentially a sort of satrap of the major power. You can't really have a dual power or a multi-power system. One entity has to come out on top. And so they look at things like supplanting the U.S. dollar, taking over the major trade in the world, setting the rules of engagement, making sure that people in other countries are not saying bad things about China. In other words, they control the narrative about what's said about China in the world. And it's the outlook of the dominant powers within the Chinese Communist Party that are pursuing this. And if you look at Marxism, Marxism generally is a zero-sum game. They don't say you can keep expanding wealth.
Hang on right there, if you will. You can find Dean's stuff at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Dean Weingarten. Have you seen that graphic that they ripped from the Black Lives Matter movement, and they're calling for armed protests at all the state capitals and the U.S. Capitol on the 19th of January? Have you seen that?
I have not.
You got to check that out. It's quite interesting simply because it's such a transparent setup.
Now, this was from the Black Lives Matter, you said?
No, it takes the graphic is ripped from a Black Lives Matter event.
Okay.
But it has different wording. Check that out. You should find that fascinating because it's one of these things, you know, it's quite an amateurish attempt to lure gun owners into places where, you know, this is an attempt to subvert the Second Amendment altogether.
I think so. I think we're seeing that these people follow Alinsky rules, so they don't have any particular, you know, ethics or morals other than winning. And the idea of using false flags and deception in order to advance politically is just part of their agenda. They don't see any difference between politics and war. And so to them, doing false flags is just a perfectly acceptable tactic in politics.
Indeed. I'm choking, excuse me. Yeah. Where would you like to go now? Because it seems like they've gotten behind on you again.
I would say let's talk a little bit about the Marines adopting or procuring a bunch of suppressors for their rifles.
Okay.
They have already procured, I think, 6,700, and they're in the process of getting another 7,000 in the pipeline. So they should get those pretty quick. And these are for .223 caliber rifles, the M4, the M4A1, and the M27 rifles. And they already have them, the suppressors or silencers legally, suppressors more technically, on the M38 squad designated rifleman rifle. And they're a fairly old design by Knight. Let's see, Knight Armament Company, KAC, I think they're called. NT4 is one designation, and they have a national stock number. And they first got the national stock number, that suppressor did, in 1998. So they're over 20, the design is well over 20 years old. So you could say it's proven, but it's moderately heavy. It's 1.5 pounds, about 6 inches long. And, you know, it's durable, and it seems like it works pretty well. They made a decision to test the concept of having just about everybody with a suppressor back in 2016, and they did had a brigade-level exercise in which they suppressed virtually all the small arms in the brigade. Was it a brigade or a battalion? I'm trying to remember here. But it was a pretty good-sized unit, probably a battalion. And they had such positive response from the Marines who tried it that they said, yeah, we've just got to make a decision. We want everybody who is using a rifle in the Marine Corps to have a suppressor on that rifle. Yeah, or at least have it available for the rifle. And it's going to take a while to do that because they only have a plan to get 30,000 suppressors by the end or by 2023. I'm not sure if it's beginning or end of the year. And they need, you know, probably at least 120,000, four times that many. I don't know how expensive these Knight suppressors are. Seems to me if you're making them in quantity, they shouldn't be more than $300 or $400 a piece. I mean, they are for a high pressure cartridge.
I would imagine they're getting a bulk discount the way they do with any procurement. But I mean, Knight's armament is like the Bentley of the AR-15, so it's a very very nice weapon.
So well, these are the suppressors, just the suppressors.
Well, I would imagine the Knight's armament suppressor has the same cachet as the weapon itself. That's all I was.
Yeah, I would expect so. So you know, a few hundred dollars by you know, multiply that by 120,000 starts to come up to a tiny fraction of the stimulus money they're voting again and again.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'd think they would devote a couple. You know, let's see. let's see, 120,000 times 1,000, it'd be 120 million. That's just a fraction of the trillions of dollars they're putting out. Just throw a little money at the Marine Corps for suppressors. The Marines would appreciate it. But I somehow think the incoming administration probably is not real friendly to the Marines.
We'll see. We'll see what they do. I mean, remember now, the Democrats have never seen a war they don't like.
Generally.
Yeah.
Unless the Republican is in charge. If the Republican is in charge, the war immediately becomes a terrible war.
Then he's overstepping overstepping his authority.
Right. He's a warmonger. He's overstepping his authority. He's doing it on the part of big companies. And then if a Democrat comes in charge, it's exactly the opposite immediately. So I am very pleased to see that the Marines are getting suppressors. I would expect it makes sense that the Army and all the other services would do the same thing for their 5.56 or 223 caliber firearms. There are many advantages to suppressors. Most other roughly peer armies in the world field a lot of suppressors. We've used them for our special forces and for snipers for quite a long time. There's just many advantages to them. And one of the big advantages is they reduce the amount of damage to soldiers, Marines, and sailors' hearing. And you pay out a lot less benefits in hearing loss claims, which is one of maybe the most common disability that afflicts veterans.
Yeah.
As you have experienced, I'm sure, when you walk around SHOT Show or any place where a lot of shooters congregate, one of the most common words that you hear is, what?
Yeah. But it's pretty loud out there on the floor, SHOT Show. Let me tell them how to find you real quick. Dean is a very prolific writer, one of the most prolific I've ever seen. And his stuff all goes to one place. Well, over 1,700 articles already there. These are all at ammoland.com. Of course, this is not the entirety of his text that he's written, but, I mean, 1,700 to begin with. Have at it. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is laying out his plan to set up more testing sites for coronavirus vaccinations.
If we're getting more people vaccinated, then we need more vaccination sites. That's where we're going to harness the full resources of the federal government to establish thousands of community vaccination centers.
Biden saying FEMA will be in charge of setting up these centers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is tapping retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to conduct a review of security after the deadly violent attack on the Capitol on January 6th.
Following the attack last week on the Capitol complex, there's been unprecedented mobilization of security in the Capitol.
The NRA filing for bankruptcy protection and saying they plan to restructure itself as a Texas nonprofit. This is USA Radio News. Travelers boarding flights to Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration will be facing extra security on all major airline carriers. United, American, Southwest, and Delta all making the changes. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian telling CNBC his airline will add other security measures at airports across the country.
Well, one thing we're going to do is we're going to not allow anyone to check a firearm into any of the Metro D.C. airports starting this weekend and carrying it through the next week, unless you are law enforcement and you're authorized to be carrying one.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $400 billion for vaccinations and reopening schools. Biden's plan would also extend and expand unemployment benefits and raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This poor... Well, okay, forget about that. Habits. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And, so where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I'd like to discuss something that just was on the news over the break. It may not be in every station that you're on, but what I heard over the air was that... The major airlines are now joining the fascist government in D.C., or the coming Biden administration. I wouldn't say that the Trump administration is precisely in charge of everything. And they have made the decision that they will not allow anyone to transport private firearms to the Metro D.C. airport. And it appears to be strictly on their own as private carriers.
Sure.
This is amazing. This goes with similar to the major tech oligarchs all ganging up to destroy Parler and to not allow people to speak freely over the internet for most things. It's really a terrible, disturbing thing to have private carriers band together into a cartel to prevent people from exercising their rights, whether it be First Amendment rights or Second Amendment rights.
Right. Well, here's the thing, though. Isn't that sort of virtue signaling? What terrorist is going to go and get a plane ticket and check a bunch of stuff that would be necessary for a terror, because this is, they're saying it, you know, they got it surrounded by concertina and chains and walls and all this other stuff. They've gone on a full combat footing, much more so than after 9/11. I don't remember it being that fortified after 9/11. They have taken everything in Amptis is so high. To me, I'm just looking at this and they're, you know, if I guess they haven't ever actually run across a terrorist before.
No, it has little to do with actual threat and everything to do with building the momentum toward a society where you are completely controlled and you have no rights. What I see out of this, and what I think may happen, is they'll just extend this. They'll just say, oh, gee, it worked so well in D.C., we didn't have any problems, so we're not going to allow anybody to carry guns anywhere on our carriers. We're private companies. We can do whatever we want.
Sure. But, I mean, here's the thing. This is the thing about social media and all these guys that are trying to do things to make it difficult for us to do what we want to do. They only hold power over us if we want to use them, don't they?
Well, that's true. But when you have the social media controlling, you know, say about 90% of the traffic that's going over the Internet, and the major airlines probably controlling 90-plus percent of the traffic that flies by air.
Sure.
You effectively have monopolies or oligopolies controlling what the vast majority of people can do.
Well, yeah, but I mean, with Jack Dorsey at Twitter. Now, when he banned Trump, he lost that. Trump had 90 million followers that went with him.
Right.
That affected his market cap.
It did.
He's only going to be able to do this so far. Because he's got a lot of people that are invested in his company. They're completely apolitical. They're capitalists through and through. They just want to make money.
Well, I hope so.
And this is going to be one of these things where his gambit is going to come apart. He's already out there. On the one hand, he put out one tweet where he's like, "It's actually very disturbing the sway we have over it." And then Project Veritas got some stuff on him where he's
right.
Like, "Yeah, it's going to be bigger than just one." And
yep,
that's fine.
We're going to keep on doing it. Yep.
That's fine. Yeah. Let them keep on doing it.
Well, what's bad is that you would think, you know, a site like, say, Parler would pop up and then become more popular and you'd overcome the Twitter difficulties. But Twitter and Amazon and Google and Apple all got together and ganged up on Parler and basically banned it from being on the net.
Yeah, but there is Gab, and Gab owns their own servers.
Yeah, and I hope so. I'm figuring it will pop up. It'll pop up, and maybe I'm hoping we will be able to make that work as an alternative. And, frankly, I worry about the Congress passing laws, you know, against hate speech. Hate speech being defined as anything a conservative says.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's...
I'm hoping we overcome this, and I think we have a good shot at it. But it is, it looks pretty nasty, and people should take it seriously as something that has to be overcome.
It is something that should be overcome. But here's, I think now with everybody they're dropping, and I mean they've taken guns.com down, they took down AR15.com, Facebook dropped.
I didn't realize guns.com.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it took guns.com down. Wow.
They're deplatforming a lot of stuff. And when you got 8 million new gun owners out there, and I know that all 8 million of them aren't going, well, this is an assault upon our republic. Some of them are just going, well, you know, I just wanted this to take care of my house. But having said all of that, they have, I mean, with each and every little move they make, first of all, there's going to be something that springs up in its place. It may not have the foot traffic, and it may not have the other things, but there will be alternatives out there. And people will go to those alternatives, and the vacuum will not be sitting there very long. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Jack Dorsey can drop everybody. But I'll tell you the thing I've been interested in seeing. Some of these people that are out there, like, say, on Facebook, that are supposed to be pro-gun, that are talking about, I can't wait for all of these yahoos to get off of Facebook so that Facebook can go back to what it was. And you look at their stuff, and it's all gun content. And then I say to myself, well, is this all a put-on? Is this an act you're doing? Because you think it's good for gun people to go away. And, you know, it's an interesting moment we find ourselves in.
Oh, very. You know, that old Chinese curse about living in an interesting time.
Yeah.
So.
In any event, all these things that we've got going on, they're definitely, definitely interesting, but at the same time, I see avenues away from them because they only hold sway over us, Dean, as long as we want to be on them.
Well,
and then once they deny us that, then we have to move on.
Well, we have to find ways around them to overcome them and to develop our alternative strategies so that they can't govern us. But, and that's the problem, of course, is that what we see, I believe, is basically the leftist and Democratic Party working in concert with these large corporations.
Sure. But, I mean, there's more. If you look at the electoral map, right, if you go look at the electoral map, the way all these counties vote,
right,
there's more red than there is blue.
Oh, I think so. And I think there were probably more Trump voters.
There's more people that think in just in the freedom terms than don't. And most of them that are living in these population centers that are all blue and everything, some of them are going to leave.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they'll go to another population center, but they're not going to the cat's out of the bag on that one. They're not going to be allowed to come and influence too much stuff nowadays. But coming up on the next break. Now, Dean has a range of stuff that he writes about that is astonishing. I hate all this political stuff because we're not being able to talk about some of my favorite stuff that he writes about, but I'm sure that will come back at some point. But you can go find all of this at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. I'm going to let you, it's guest's pleasure on the last thing we talk about. What would you, where would you like
to? Well, you mentioned it. Let's talk about the NICS background checks, the National Instant Criminal Background Check. National Instant Background Check System. And we set enormous records for 2020, far beyond whatever had been done before. The total was a little bit short of 40 million checks done in 2020. It was 39,695,000, and that was 40% greater than the record set in 2019. Now, to be fair, a lot of checks are now being done for things other than firearm sales. They're being done for carry permits, permit rechecks. Those are the two big ones, and there's other things too. Sometimes people check out employees. They have a teacher go through these checks at different times and things like that. So the number of checks done for things other than firearms has generally been going up, and the percentage for firearms has been dropping slightly. But in 2020, that actually reversed a little bit, and we had about half of the checks be for firearm sales. So going on the formula that I've used to try to get a good approximation of how many firearm sales there were, and that's off of figures put out by the FBI on the NICS checks, what I use is the total long gun sales plus the total handgun sales plus the total other sales, that's firearms that were not classified as either a handgun or a long gun. A lot of those are, for example, a receiver that hasn't had a barrel attached to it yet, so you don't know if it's going to be a gun, a long gun or a handgun, plus multiple sales times 2.5, because you have to have more than one sale to make it a multiple sale. So the minimum is two, and it just chose an arbitrary number of 2.5 times multiple to get an approximation of how many gun sales there are in that category. And if you add those all together, you get a pretty good approximation of gun sales. And doing that, we end up with a total number of gun sales in 2020 of 20.66 million, which is about 27% greater than the previous record, which was in 2016, another presidential election year, which was about 16.29 million. Now, it'll take about a year to find out exactly what the increase in the private stock of firearms in the United States was from the previous year in 2020. And I actually should be more precise than that. When we say we find out what the increase was, we find out what the recorded official increase was, but there are things like 80% receivers where people make their own guns, and people have been making their own guns for a long time. And I talked to, it's an anonymous source, but it is a very solid source, that said that, for example, Polymer 80 had produced almost a million 80% receivers
right.
at the time I talked to them, this year, I'll just say. And so that's a lot of potential other firearms from other sources, and it probably more than makes up for things like illegal export and the wear and tear of firearms. So using the formula that I mentioned is probably a pretty good estimate of the actual number of private firearms added. And so we end up at the end of December of 2020 with the total number of private firearms in the United States estimated at about 462 million. That's a lot of firearms out there. Apparently so many that we can't produce ammunition fast enough to keep up with demand.
Yeah.
I mean, we're producing several billion rounds of ammunition every year for the U.S. market. And the producers of ammunition can't produce it fast enough to keep it on the shelves.
Right.
You go to a gun store, go to any store that handles ammunition, there's not much left. For the first time in my memory, it's hard to find ordinary 12-gauge birdshot.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I had somebody tell me that, and they said, I can't see birdshot anymore. And I'm going, well, heck, even at the height of the last ammunition bubble, 12-gauge birdshot was commonly available. But I took a look, I guess it was a couple weeks ago now, at the local Walmart, and all they had on their shelves was a very small number of, slightly exotic centerfire rifle cartridges. There was no 22 ammo. Of course, they had already made a policy decision to get rid of their handgun ammunition, but I didn't see any shotgun ammunition either, which startled me. I mean, maybe they were putting it in the back room. I don't know. But I had another source, competent source that I've trusted before, told me that they were not finding any birdshot. Now, I'm sure there's some of it somewhere. And I'm also sure that the manufacturers are producing as much ammunition as fast as they can. And that the plants, the manufacturing plants that put out ammunition, are almost certainly operating 24/7 with lots of overtime and hiring people as fast as they can. But the demand in the United States for ammunition is so high that it just doesn't make a difference. It looks as though the last time I looked, and someone will almost certainly find a counterexample right away, but the last time I looked, the cheapest 22 rimfire ammunition you got was about 40 cents a round. That's just bizarre. It was only 2 years ago that supply had caught up with demand, and on sale, you were able to find 22 long rifle for as low as 2.5 cents a round instead of 40 cents a round. So this, too, will eventually pass. People are obviously trying to stock up, but I've not heard of anything like it for a very long time. The closest I've ever heard that it was this hard to get ammunition was in the middle of World War II.
Well, we've never been so enthralled by the magic box before, Dean. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The magic box makes everybody crazy.
It does. And of these 20.66 million guns that appear that were sold in 2020, about over 8 million of those, as best we can tell, there's no official number. I mean, there's just estimates done on surveys. But the estimates done on surveys show that about eight to eight and a quarter million of those are to new firearm owners.
Right.
That's a lot of new owners, and
it's
got to make a difference.
We're about to run out of time, so I want to take this moment. You going to be with me on Wednesday?
I intend to be, you know, barring misadventure.
Well, we're going to be barring misadventure. So thank you very much for joining me this evening. And, keep on riding, and maybe they'll let you get caught up here. I'm sure you got a bunch of stuff in the hopper.
I have a fair amount in the hopper. It should show up pretty soon. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Likewise, with me too. Back again on Monday, and between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.